I didn't really have any expectations of what America would be like, just because, like, I wasn't really given it, like, a brochure. You know what I mean? It was just like, you're going. My parents immigrated to the U.S. 3 years before I did. But at 5 years old, my parents had arranged for me to come live with them now in the U.S. My name is Mamara Simillion. I was born in Haiti. I do remember when we got to the airport, I was very reluctant to go. I was holding onto the furniture and, like, refusing to let go. I remember crying loud and obnoxious and just really refusing not to leave. I mean, eventually it's like you have to let go, and there's only so much theatrics that you can pull off. Of course, at five, I thought that was going to work, but it was just a waste of my time because the tickets were bought. I arrived in Boston in August. My mom got home and, like, she was just like pushing through everyone, like tears like streaming through her face, like so ready and so excited to see us. I mean, I don't think there was much reaction. She was also a stranger in a room full of strangers. So my first meal that I remember is my mom feeding me those Eggo waffles, like the frozen ones. And I remember she put this plate of two soggy waffles in front of me. There wasn't even any syrup on it. It's like plain Eggo buttermilk waffles. And back home in Haiti, my breakfast was very fulfilling. That's kind of how Haitians eat. A lot of meat, a lot of protein, vegetables, all that. So I wasn't used to these two plain, mundane things in front of me. And I refused to eat them because I didn't know what it was. I've never seen them before in my life. And I was like, I'm not eating this. I remember, like, I could not stand the sight of Eggo waffles. And then eventually I loved them. I have some in my fridge right now, my freezer right now. My sister ate the last Eggo and left this tiny piece. It's pretty funny how things turn out. I remember the first time I had ice cream in a waffle cone. I had ice cream before, but in a waffle cone, it was just like, what is this thing? I was like, do I eat it after? Like, do I throw it away? It was this moment of, like, childish amazement and curiosity and, like, wonder. Like, wow, like, so I can just eat it right after? Like, and I remember, like you know when the waffle cone gets to the end? I remember lifting it up and, like, just looking at it, and then it started dripping, and I was like, I gotta catch this. And just having so much fun, like, with this ice cream cone. My first impressions of the American people when I first got to the U.S. was just the girls and, like, their long hair, like long blonde, red, brunette hair. Because in Haiti, I had never seen any white person before then. Just the hair just fascinated me because our hair is a little bit more thicker, it's a little bit more kinkier, it's a little bit more shorter. So that, like, that just amazed me. And at my elementary school, the first one, a lot of the kids were also Haitian. So it was easy to communicate and it was familiarity. Like, that was a great experience. And I loved going to school. It really helped with the adjustment. Like, once I opened myself up, I stopped walking side by side next to my sister and not really moving and just taking part of everything that was going on around me. I think that was fun. Everything was new, from the food I was eating to the people I was meeting, the language I was learning. I didn't necessarily go through what a lot of young children who are immigrating to the U.S. are going through right now. But in terms of just the adjustment, I definitely say be open to everything and never feel like you're losing out on your home, because it'll always be there. You'll always be wherever you came from.